we had had this debate sort of sending texts back and forth because there was this huge, long agenda, and we were told there was only going to be, you know, three of the Democrat folks weren't going to be able to be there, and so, you know, and you have to have at least four in person. So I'm saying, look, you know, I'll be happy to be that fourth person to, so we can have our meeting, but let's please move up to the beginning of the meeting to make sure it happens, that local income tax adjustment, where we're going to take it from one. We have to advertise it and do everything exactly right in order for this to happen, in order to move it from one area to another area, which would help us with our expenses at the jail and other places. And so, and then we were going to have a conversation about what kind of cost of living adjustment might be made. And I just thought those ought to be at the beginning of our meeting instead of at the end of a four-hour meeting. And I kept being told, no, that's not going to happen. So I show up at the meeting, and I was very happy to see that we were all there, except for Mr. McKim, who is traveling with business, and he has such a great job. And even while he is there at this other very important position and job, great job he has, he was working the numbers and being a part of the council meeting, so he is very much appreciated. But here we go. We weren't getting the numbers until, you know, at the very, you know, we were trying to put numbers together, and what we have is, I've never been a fan of this, but we've got one office who puts together all of the budget requests. Here's what the budget requests are, not adjusting, just putting in whatever anybody requests, and we got the other office saying, here's what the revenue is. Well, so we didn't have all the information on the revenue. By the time we got the information on the revenue and the budget request, well, guess what? We were like, there's a $2.6 million deficit before we would even consider a raise for anybody. So,
minus $2.6 million.
Yeah, but that is before we even do a cost of living. If we do a cost of living, even that's the one at 6, but not the 8.5 county commissioners thought we could do, and where they thought we were going to get the money. That's at a $4.2 million deficit. Now, I've seen things get bad where people have to really make adjustments, and we'll see, because, you know, obviously I'm not in charge of the dollars, but we've seen some gigantic increases in people's budgets that they are turning in. And now I'm not the liaison to meet with them, but I just got on the phone and started calling people and saying, let's talk about your budget. Let's talk about your budget. And that was before I knew we were in trouble. And it's the one I talked with the jail, and I talked also with the sheriff's department, but I've got the numbers in front of me right now for the jail. Just in that county general, you know, that's in that part of that frozen levy, the increase alone, the increase is $1,651,428. That's, and you know, I understand that probably doesn't sound like, oh, well, the government will always work it out, but that is a gigantic increase for something to be covered under our revenue that comes in that is just, you know, our property tax levy can't increase more than 4% this year because, it, you know, we're tied to 4%. And then whatever our income tax it comes in or any other miscellaneous revenue, it isn't like as if we've got suddenly, you know, a windfall of money coming in there. Now, might somebody say, well, let's just go ahead and cross our fingers.
Well, the old axiom is if you never ask for it, you're never going to get it, right?
Well, and actually, that is part of what, when we've got a new sheriff and new people running the jail, really the best thing for them to do, which is like, you know, we heard this all the time ever from the courts. They were going to tell us what they needed. It would be up to us to say yes or no. Judge Talfero used to say that all the time. I'm sorry, I'm going to tell you what I need. You know, I know I can't do any more than tell you what I need. So I expect that's what they did. But part of that, 886,000 of it, is tied for three new positions for mental health. And, you know, everybody's in, the sheriff heard, we need more mental health services in our jail. And so this would be a part of that increase. So whether or not we can afford to do it, maybe everybody will look at the budgets and see what needs to be adjusted. Maybe they'll say, let's start out with one, maybe some part-time or something of that, to add on to what they already have, rather than having this gigantic increase. Because at the meeting that we had, because our employees are, they filled the room to say, a plea for help, because these folks, many of them, are not paid enough to even survive in this county. They're just between, as you know, gas bills go up, food bills go up, rent goes up. They're sharing rent with others and still can't make it work. And that is shame on us that we cannot, for some reason, make certain that, I don't know what the answer is, but when you have a room full of people saying, look, we cannot even afford to come to work, what are you supposed to do? Well, right after that, they had the meeting to hand out all those social service dollars to others, you know, to assist people. But I think it's a pretty bad state of affairs when our county employees would have to go to a food pantry to get food to feed their family. That's just not, I don't think that's something we should do. But we can't just make up numbers here. So the commissioners want them to have 8.5. We're looking at the numbers. I don't see 8.5. Then we looked at the CPI numbers and thought, well, it looked like as if this would be the year we could do the 6%. But even at that, when we already start out in this deficit, then where are we going to go? Now, we did go ahead and pass moving that $400,000 from one fund to the other, and we did get that read last night. We did it at the beginning of the meeting after I'd been asking and asking. Aha, they moved it to the beginning of the meeting so we could get that done. And so we know that's done for the first reading, and there'll be a second reading as well. And then if we get that, we can add that to our cash in our projected revenue. But that's not going to be enough to fix it. It just isn't. Now, what, unless when others are going through all these numbers, because surely everybody's going to be looking at budgets and asking questions and seeing if there's any kind of duplication or something of the sort. But since we just recently got all this information, I don't know whether everyone has done that or not. I just started where I thought low-hanging fruit would be, like in the jail or the sheriff's department, because I knew there would be adjustments there. So unless there's some other kind of something that we haven't heard about yet, it just looks like as if we've got a lot of work to do.
Well, it sure sounds like it, and it sounds like this is going to... I don't know how to frame this, Marty, but why wouldn't they show up every time to make it? Who doesn't want more money? What's the top of the scale? Didn't we do a study a couple years ago to try to figure out what everybody should be paid to some degree? I'm not saying anybody deserves less or more or anything else. I don't know how to fix the problem, I guess.
Right. Well, I mean, here's what happens. The ones who were there, that the most concerned were in the category, we'll call them comets, that are getting paid $37,000 a year, under $40,000 from what, I don't have all those pay scales in front of me, but that's part of what they were talking about. And you and I both know, living in this town and trying to pay overhead for a rent or a house or any some place to live, and others, I don't know how you do it on $37,000 a year. But I'm not saying we have an obligation because someone, one family has more children than the other family to pay them more. That's not how you pay someone. You pay someone because that's what that job is worth on the open market. That's what that worth study is supposed to be. What is that job worth? And you're trying to put blinders on as to who the people are, because that you would then start giving raises to your best friends or something. So we have not, we just have not, we can't, don't have that privilege to just take public dollars and hand them over to our friends. We have to follow a certain guideline. But this is, this is just a different year. And I just am saying, I don't see how anyone could say, well, let's go for more taxes and go to the very people of this county who are struggling as well to pay more taxes to come in and pay for county employee salaries. So we have to, in my opinion, I'm just one, look at every budget and cut every a non-essential thing that we are doing that we are not required by law to do, and start reducing our expenditures so that the money is there to pay people appropriately. And cut back on the number of employees at some point through attrition, if indeed these numbers hold clear. I won't be surprised if somebody says, oh, look, we left out X, Y, and Z. I know. I did say that I did not think that we should make any decisions until the auditor was back from her trip, and I guess she is back today. She called me yesterday saying that she wouldn't be back yesterday, but she would be back today. And because the auditor should be looking at, here's our revenue, here's our projected expenditures, here's where we are. It's really not up to her to make the decision, but it is up to her to make sure that the numbers that we are receiving are numbers that she agrees to and is presenting to us.
So the next step will be what?
Well, to find
run
out.
Run a deficit? You can't. Can you run a deficit?
Well, because we can keep spending until all the money's gone, because the deficit means we know this is how much our projected revenue is for this coming year. So if we are saying we want to spend more than what our projected revenue is, that means you're spending at deficit. Now, can you do that? Well, sure. You can go over into your rainy day savings and pull it out. You can go into your cash savings and pull that out, whatever. But that's not sustainable, because if your deficit spending is tied to salaries, that money that you're spending down in your savings account, it won't be able to keep up.
No, it won't until you raise taxes or raise revenue.
Right. So this was just rather shocking. I spent the entire day, started at 7 o'clock and didn't get through until last night, looking at numbers and thinking, what's wrong with this picture? And why are we just now understanding that we have a problem?
I'm with you. I'm just listening and trying to figure out how this works and what can be the solution moving forward.
Well,
I don't know.
Right. Neither. I do one. Well, I started looking at these budget requests, and they're just so much higher than anyone would think of.
So who's going to set the priority of what gets taken care of first?
Oh, that's up to the county council now. It would be my hope that everyone will study every budget and look at where they can make reductions. Because let's say we weren't even talking about any raise, no raise at all. We're still in deficit.
Sure.
2.6 million.
So you go back and say, well, try again, cut it here, cut it there, or is the old, we got checks in the checkbook, so we must have money?
Oh, that's like my daughter said that when she was just a little girl in grade school. Well, Mommy, of course we can do it. There's still those checks in that checkbook. And then we sat down and had a nice little conversation about how that is not the way it worked. And that's something we all have to recognize. So I'm just at a loss how to describe where we are on this. But, you know, we all knew that we had a 4% increase. That's, we'd known that. The state put that in place, 2 months ago or whatever. So all we had to do is look at what was our levy for this year, and we could get 4% on top of that. And that was, that 4% amounted to, I figured it was, $813,593. That's the new amount for the property tax increase. And then we were waiting, didn't get until yesterday afternoon late. I didn't even see it until, after the meeting. The state finally sent out the distribution numbers for the income tax. But I'm told that it also had like a 4% increase. But you add those two together, and that had already been added in as an estimate on this miscellaneous revenues to come up with how much our revenue was projected to be, and then you subtract out what the total requests were, and that's where you get your $2.6 million deficit. We've spent so much time debating and discussing everything else except for, and I know people are tired of saying all this, but we need to spend a lot of time. We're the fiscal body. We need to every month understand where we are. And I'm not saying that people aren't sending us numbers, but we're not discussing it. We're not bringing it to the table to say, here's where we are. Here's where we thought we would be. Here's the adjustments we're going to have to make. We're not doing that. And nobody can make us do that. It's going to be up to us. So.
Well, when do we make this big decision?
Well, it has to be made before we go into our budget sessions and make those decisions. And I will wait on council leadership to tell us what they think they need to do, but it was clear to me that if we weren't going to talk about this at the work session, where that's really ought to be all we're really talking about is getting ready for budgets, because this is August. Those budget hearings are in a few, budget workshops are just in a few weeks, and we've got to tell her what, you know, the person putting these budgets together, whether or not what to put in for increase in salaries or whatever, that's got to, all of that has to be prepared. I don't know, once again, and this is just my thought, it all ought to be under one office so that you've got the person bringing in the budget request, the person bringing in the revenue, and then there'll be somebody looking at both of those numbers and getting reports ready for us well in advance, so this is not such a shock.
It's a shock. It's going to be a shock, and it will be interesting to see. When does your budget hearings officially get started and going? I know the city is next week. When are you officially entrenched in all of that?
I was thinking it was the 7th. I need to look at that because I have a little procedure planned. Not planned, ordered, whatever. So I will not be available on the 7th, and I think that is the very first one that we have. But, you know, there's some things that take precedent over meetings in this particular case.
Absolutely.
I have
right.
No choice. But then we have, it goes on for like a couple of weeks in there, so we'll be working on this. Maybe we'll hear more at this next meeting that we're going to have as exactly where we are on this. You know, in the meantime, they're spending a lot of time talking about where we're going to build the jail, what's it going to cost to build the jail. My concern is we've been, from the get-go, the economic development tax, that tax that the city had put in place, we had determined we were going to hold that back to pay for the build the jail. And we would bond for it, but use the revenue coming from that tax to pay for the bond. Well, my concern is that what we're going to see here is that they're going to say, well, we'll just use this. Rather than using it for that, we're going to use it for covering salaries and so forth. Then there won't be enough money there to cover the bond for the jail. So then there will be some other kind of bond being paid for with separate tax. Did you want me to say that? Because I bet that's what they're thinking.
Well, that's. I hope you stay cool, and I hope you enjoy. When the weather breaks, and hopefully next Wednesday when it's 82 degrees, I can't wait to see what's next in the chapter of the book.
Well, and you know, won't it be wonderful? If somebody says, I forgot, I put down the wrong number.
Well, but this isn't Hollywood, Marty. That's real life, right? So
that
would be, oh, the decimal point's in the wrong place. I just keyed that in wrong. I think you guys have some heavier lifting to do than that. So I'll be excited to see how this all prevails in the end.
Okay. Well, I hope you're having fun because I'm not real sure I am.
I'm not. I'm more stunned than it. And I'm not stunned. I'm just. I don't know. I have to think about this one. I have to think about this one because it's just. Somebody's going to have to say no to something, and I'm interested to see who is going to say no.
Well, it will take four to say no.
Well, I know there's one that's going to say no.
Well, and I said no to something. I'm not shy to say that. But it seems to me our first goal is to look at where are we spending dollars where we could reduce where we're spending dollars before they go to the public and ask for more dollars, and that's my fear. That is my fear.
Well,
but if they do, they will. There's nothing I can do, and you know what? People will just have to keep an eye out.
They will.
Watch your government. Watch your government.
Or they'll have to keep it.
The money they're spending is your money.
Yep. We try to tell them that every Wednesday, Marty. We'll do it again next week as well. Stay cool, and don't spend too much time outside with that puppy dog.
I'm not going to. Thanks much. Bye.